Hello everyone. So today I want to make a quick video, and I just came back home from some work, and I thought I need to make a video on this topic. And the topic is about Scrivener. Now, if you know me, or if you follow my channel, or if you have been following my channel, I'm sure you know that I make a lot of videos on Jira, Scriptrunner, automation, REST API, and I basically share my experiences. Now, I remember many years ago when I first started making videos on Scriptrunner, my intention was that I wanted to help other Jira administrators, developers who are trying to learn or trying to customize Jira. Now, if I talk about the apps that you need to use, that you can use, that you can potentially think of using based on your situation, there are so many apps. And if you are on, especially if you're on Jira Data Center or Jira on-prem version of, or on-prem version of Jira, then there are really very few apps that you need, then you definitely need to get the most out of your Jira instance. And if you ask me, Scriptrunner, EVBI are probably the two apps that I mean, if you give me these two apps, then I'm happy. I mean, because if with the help of these two apps, I can do almost any kind of thing that I need to do for my clients to solve a problem or to customize Jira. But Scriptrunner for Jira, or using and learning Scriptrunner for Jira, was, and I believe even now, it is not massively straightforward and easy. And there are, of course, a lot of reasons behind it. But I, of course, want to help. And at the same time, I want to share whatever I know. Now, on my channel, of course, I have a lot of videos on Scriptrunner, but my videos are all about, okay, let us do something with the script now to create an issue. Let us look at the script to transition an issue. So I talk about small things, and I focus on solving one very clear problem, so that when you watch that video, when you watch that 10-minute video, you learn something. Now, I do have a service desk. So if you go to my website, ravisagar.in/contact/support, or if you go to my website and if you reach out to me, I will help you, because I try to reply to my my service desk tickets, because I do receive those tickets, and those tickets are nothing but you guys asking me questions. Of course, it is a really nice way to channelize all the requests. And when I look at my tickets, or all the comments that you have been sending me, or all the questions that you ask me, majority of those comments are about how to do something using a Scriptrunner for Jira that can actually be found online if you do a Google search. For example, if you search on Google, I'm talking Google because Google is probably even now the best search engine, but just search online and you will find a lot of example sample code. On my Scriptrunner course, I usually share my code. So there is a GitHub repository. You can search for my name, or you will find link in the video description whenever there is a code involved. But what I really wanted to talk about in this video is Jira APIs. Now, the way Scriptrunner works is, of course, Scriptrunner will bring in a lot of features like behaviors, and it will make it very easy for you to add a conditions or listeners or validators, and as compared to without using these features of Scriptrunner, you can do things by writing your own app, like a Java app or plugin or module, whatever you want to call it. And that is what I used to do long back, many years ago, because whenever I had to customize Jira, I used to modify velocity files, or I used to write small Java plugins, or I used to insert my own JavaScript somewhere. But with the help of Scriptwriter, you can do things very easily and nicely, and Scriptwriter will make it very easy to also maintain those scripts. But to get the most out of Scriptwriter for Jira on-prem, and I'll talk about Jira on cloud, on-prem, on Jira data center, if you are thinking of learning Scriptwriter for Jira, then spend time learning Jira Java APIs, because if you ask me how to create an issue and also update the fields, how to do this, how to do that, how to insert a menu item somewhere. Basically, the thing is that with the help of Scriptwriter, Scriptwriter is an app that will make it very easy to write these scripts and get the most out of your Jira instance, but it is anyways using the Java APIs, because if there is some Java API, then Scriptwriter can use it, and you can use it. You don't have to use Scriptwriter. You can always write your own Java plugin or your Java app, but Scriptwriter will make it very easy to do the same thing using Groovy. And Groovy as compared to Java is very simple, but you need to learn you need to search the Jira Java docs. What I usually do whenever I have to do something with Scriptwriter, I first search online. And in most cases, I find answers, and you would also find answers on either some blog post or on the community, or maybe someone has shared a code somewhere. And if you can't really find an answer online, then search in Jira Java docs. You need to search. It is not super complicated. If you are trying to learn Scriptwriter for Jira, then the expectation is that you are going to get your hands dirty. So, of course, you don't really need to have like a massive programming experience, but the expectation is that if you want to get the most out of Scriptwriter for Jira, then you will eventually write scripts. Although there are some built-in functions, you can always do few things here and there, but by copying, pasting the scripts, but you need to get your hands dirty. You need to modify the code. You need to understand not just basic Groovy, but you need to learn how to write scripts to solve a problem by modifying those scripts that you found online. But with the help of, or with the knowledge of, or the ability to search for those Jira Java APIs, you can actually figure out what all you can do. So do that on Jira Data Center. On Jira Cloud, you do have a script now for Jira, but on cloud, you're limited by what Jira REST API has to offer. So if you're on Jira Data Center, then spend some time. Don't really read the Java docs from the beginning, but search in Java docs if you're trying to do something. And Google is your friend. You can always search online, and in most cases, you will be taken to the Jira Java docs. So some level of understanding is always helpful if you're able to. And let us say you found a function to do something. Because today I received one question about how to create an issue, how to create a user in Jira using Scriptwriter for Jira. So it is not really a Scriptwriter thing. It's more about the API. If there is an API, then you can do that. Similarly, recently I worked on some scripts for Insight for asset management. So it is not very easy to do Insight stuff using Scriptwriter for Jira, but there are APIs that you can use, but you need to understand those methods. You need to understand what arguments it will accept. And if you're able to read those things, then you can get the most out of Scriptwriter for Jira. On cloud, as I just mentioned, you just need to focus on the REST API. So if you can do something with REST API on Jira cloud, then you can also use Jira or Scriptwriter for Jira on cloud. So that is it. This is all I wanted to talk about in this video. I hope I have given you some ideas and some directions. On my channel, I do have plenty of videos, hundreds of videos on Scriptwriter for Jira on server. or data center. Scrivener for Jira on cloud. I have plenty of videos on Jira REST API. I have plenty of videos on automation. So do search my channel, and I'm of course trying to organize my videos in a better way. So always go to my website ravisagar.in and search for those videos, and hopefully you will find a lot of information. All right, that is it. That is it for today. I hope you found this video useful and you learned something new. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.